Lesson 2, the pitch and stress characteristics of the Kennedy-esque dialect. Now, the basic Boston accent tends to be rather monotone. There's not a lot of stress that goes on in it. You have to just get louder on words to make them more important. But in this aristocratic or Kennedy-esque dialect, there are two aspects of vocal presentation which combine to emphasize certain words. The first is a dip down in pitch on the word that you're going to make the most important. The other is the fact that you will get louder at the beginning of the stressed word and then tail off toward the end of that word. Let's use as an example of this, perhaps the most famous line from JFK's inaugural address. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Now, in a prepared speech like this, especially an emphatic sentence like this, almost every word is being stressed. So listen again to that pattern. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Ooh. Can do. You. Ask. Ah. Ah. This is a very similar pattern, which you will hear in what's called Down Eastern, Maine, New Hampshire, East Coast, Coastal Region, Sata dialect. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Very similar. So again, the basic Boston Irish, or basic Boston dialects, tend to be very flat. But this da-da stress is used in this Kennedy-esque type of speech with a punch and pull back as far as the volume is concerned on those words. Now, this can be overdone, obviously. Let's take a line from the beginning of Richard III in Shakespeare, and I'll start by doing it almost everywhere, and you'll see how stereotyped this becomes. Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York. Now, if I was to go considerably faster through that passage and not pay so much attention to every individual word, it would be, now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York. Or I could change words. Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York. Again, there's no right or wrong place to use this pattern. In fact, the only thing wrong would be overdoing it to the point of doing it in every word. If you listen to Kennedy's speech, you'll see that this does not happen all the time. If you listen to some of the mimics and impersonators, some of whom intentionally are doing stereotypes, then you're going to hear this much more often. Now, one of the things that's going to become particularly important later on as we look at specific changes in pronunciation is that as this stress is used on certain words, there are going to be a few vowels and a few vowels in combination with R consonants that are going to change slightly differently in their pronunciation when this downward inflection is imposed, slightly differently than they would normally be pronounced or normally changed to if this basic lilt pattern, this drop lilt, were not being used on them there. But for now, this is the end of the brief discussion of the stress, rhythm, drop inflection used for emphasis in the Kennedy-esque style of Massachusetts accent.